Paragraph Yud. V'ze shenismach parshas chala leparshas meraglim b'seder shlach lecho. Now you'll understand also why Hashem gives us the mitzvah of separating challah from dough. That's written in the Chumash right after the parsha of the meraglim, the spies. Ki hamaraglim pogmu b'eretz Yisrael, because they committed a sin against Eretz Yisrael. Upogmu bebechinas ha'oras ben v'talmid, kemuva b'toranal. And they also committed a sin against the das of the son and the student, as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in chapter 7 in Likutei Moran. Kihem ovru b'eretz Yisrael, be'eis shehoisa kivusha b'goyla adayin tachas yada shivamimim. Because these spies were touring Eretz Yisrael at a time when Eretz Yisrael was still under the control of the seven nations. Ukeshebo l'sham, and when these spies entered into Eretz Yisrael, hoyo lehem pchodim, they were full of fear. V'hoyu munochem sham bekatnus v'shiflus, and they were therefore in a very low place, in a very low frame of mind. They were in moichen de katnus. Bebechinas golus, they were in a state called exile. Even though, what do you mean? They weren't in exile. The Jews weren't living in Eretz Yisrael at the time. So what? They were so afraid of those other nations that they clearly put themselves below them, beneath them. As the pasuk says, "Vanehi be'einenu kachagovim." We felt like grasshoppers. They said in their presence, in the presence of those giants that we saw there. Avol, however, they were wrong. What their mistake was, sure, they saw giants, they saw a very tough country, but they were, and they knew that they weren't big enough to overcome it, but they should have known that Hashem is big enough, and Moshe Rabbeinu is great enough. If they saw that Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu were able to do away with Egypt, then why shouldn't they be able to do away with these nations in Eretz Yisrael? That with Moshe Rabbeinu's great strength and power and closeness to Hashem, he will succeed in conquering everything for them. And all of this will be returned to Hashem and to the Jewish people, this land of Israel, which was then in the hands of these seven nations. As is what actually took place eventually afterwards, after the 40 years and everything, when Yeshua led the Yidden into Eretz Yisrael. Avolheim kofru baze. However, they did not believe. They didn't believe in Hashem. They didn't believe in Moshe Rabbeinu. V'alkein nigzar aleim b'chiel doiros. And therefore Hashem decreed that because they were crying, because they caused the Jews to cry when they came back with their sour report of Eretz Yisrael, Hashem said this day is going to be established as a day in Jewish history for crying. Tisha B'Av. Shetzrichim Yisrael hismamea begolus kol kach, whereby the Jewish people will have to spend a long time, be delayed tremendously in exile. V'alyidei shenimtzoim gam ato tzadikim shemechazkanoi sonu l'hamin v'ashem yisborach. And it's only through the fact that today, or even today, there are tzadikim who give us encouragement to believe in Hashem, sheyichboi shlefoneinu hakoil, that Hashem will eventually conquer everything for us. V'hakoil talel Hashem yisborach, and everything, not only Eretz Yisrael, but even the lands of Chutz Laretz will all be elevated to Hashem. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, v'nishar gamhu lelekenu, that they also will remain for Hashem. They'll also be included. V'ideze onu mesaknin chet hamaraglim shepogmu baze, and it's through our coming close to these true tzaddikim who give us this encouragement, who strengthen our faith in Hashem and faith in tzaddikim, that we will be returned to Eretz Yisrael, and there will come a time when everything will be belong to Klal Yisrael and everything will return to Hashem. This is how we correct the pigam of the Meraglim. Vaydeze yovoi Moshiach Tzidkenu, and this, it's this tikkun, this emuna, that will bring the coming of Moshiach, V'yigoleinu mehera, and Hashem will redeem us speedily, V'yoshuv hakoil l'Hashem yisborach, and everything will return to Hashem. All the things that were minutak, that were cut off from Hashem, will all be returned to Hashem. V'zeo b'chinas chalo l'koyin. This is the concept of our separating this chala, this portion of the dough for the koyim, shehu bechinas v'nishar gamhu lelokeinu, as we explained earlier. That brings about the fulfillment of this pasuk, that not only the holy part, not only the reishis, but the she'eris also, the remainder, will also be lelokeinu. V'alkein nismach parshas chala b'seder shlach lecha. That's the connection between why that mitzvah in the Torah of Challah is written right next to the story of the Meraglim. Because this is a tikkun for that. Their pigam, the pigam of the Meraglim was their lack of faith in Hashem, their lack of faith in the ability that even if we see that at a certain point in time, Eretz Yisrael is in the hands of the Sitra Achra, and Chutz Laretz for sure is in the hands of the Sitra Achra, still, Hashem has given us this mitzvah of challah that shows us that we can take a dough that has no kedusha to it, and we can take a certain part of it and be makdish it, make it holy, declare it holy by giving it to the kohen, the challah, and by doing that we fulfill the v'nishar gamhu l'alekeinu, that we bring about a tikkun for the rest of the challah also. The other 98% also gets a tikkun completely. That shows that Klal Yisrael has the ability that when Kiddush is in the hand, when the Eretz Yisrael is in the hands of the Sitra Achra, or the other, that we have the ability to turn that around. Through our emunah in Hashem and in the Tzadikim, we have the ability to get back Eretz Yisrael and to elevate all of Chutz Loretz to be included within the Kiddusha. V'ze gamkein b'chinas parshas minchas nesochim. Shenismach leparshas meraglim miad, v'acharkach tekev parshas challah. Rav Nosson says, now you'll understand also why there's a little thing thrown in between the meraglim and the mitzvah of challah. The Torah presents the mitzvah of the nesochim, the korban minchas, the mincha of flour that was brought in the Beis HaMikdash, and the pouring of wine that was done in the special holes in the Mizbeach at the time that these korban minchas were being brought. Kimanochois meviim mikemach, because the korban mincha is brought from flour. Sheshom ikar habirur, and we explained earlier, that's where one of the highest levels of refinement of sparks of kedusha takes place. Sheze b'chinas challah, and the mitzvah of challah is the climax of all of that refinement. V'alkein ikar hiskarvus Yisrael Hashem Yisborach b'itzias Mitzrayim v'kabolas ha-toyroh, hi al yedei minchas ha-oimer b'pesach, u'shtei alechem b'shvus. And this is why the main beginning of the Jewish nations coming close to Hashem, which was at Yitzias Mitzrayim, when we left Egypt as a nation united under Moshe Rabbeinu and headed towards Har Sinai to receive the Torah and headed towards Eretz Yisrael, is all brought about, was initiated through the Mincha Soimer, the Korban Mincha that was brought from barley on that second day of Pesach, and it's climaxed. We climb the ladder, the 49 days, until Shavuos, we bring another offering of flour, but this time it's the Shtei HaLechem, which is Chametz. Ki menochois v'chalo sheboi mikemach, shem tikkun alechem, shehu ikar hu achila, because Korban Minchas and Chala, which both are brought from flour, they represent the tikkun of bread, which is the most important food item in Judaism. Shom he'oras harotzoin. And that's where you have the greatest degree of this he'oras harotzoin that a person can experience when eating, when saying birchas hamozoin. Shehu ikar hatikun shenimshach halidei horas ben v'talmid. That's the main tikkun that's brought about when a person first receives the light of ben and talmid. Shehu ikar hadas, which is the main das, which is lodas es Hashem, recognition of Hashem. Shemam Shichim, BePesach veShavuos, which we draw upon ourselves, especially on these two holidays, Pesach and Shavuos. Pesach, we saw all the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, where Hashem really revealed himself in an incredible way. And then leading up to Shavuos, which is Matan Torah, which is the climax, where Hashem comes down on Har Sinai and gives us the Torah, which gives us the greatest possible connection to Hashem. And this is why the minchas and the challah are put right next to the topic of the meraglim, because the meraglim are the ones that messed up in this whole topic. Because through the korban minchas and through this mitzvah of separating challah, shehem tikkun halechem, which are the main tikkun for wheat, barley, you know, for grains and bread, shaydeze zoichen lahoras harotzim, and in out of all the foods that a person eats, the food that can lead to the greatest horas harotzim is bread. Because when it comes to bread, we wash our hands for bread, we make hamoitzel lechmen oretz, the 10 words, the 10 mitzvahs. We say birchas hamozoin after eating bread, where we say those special words, poiseach es yodecho umazbia lechol chai rotzoin. That's that ha'oras harotzoin, which is especially associated with bread. Ayideze nistakin pigam hamaraglim. This is how we participate in correcting the pigam of the meraglim, kaideze nizke lotzeis meagolus, because by correcting all of those sparks of kedusha that are found in the grains, especially when they've been crushed up into flour, into powder, by correcting all of those sparks of kedusha, through that nizke lotzeis meagolus v'yizbaru v'yalu kol anitzutzos, and all of those sparks will be refined and elevated, v'yiskayim mehera, and it'll be fulfilled very, very soon, that posuk v'nishar gamhu lelokeinu, that not only will the kedusha be integrated into the kedusha, but even what was originally in the sitra achra, even that'll also be included within the kedusha. Rabbeinu Zal says in Likutei Moran that this posuk v'nishar gam hu lelokeinu, the first letters spell the word goyla, which means exile. And Rabbeinu Zal says there, this is the reason why the Jewish people in exile are called b'nei ha-goyla, because this is our mission when we're in exile. Our mission is not just to connect to the kedusha, but to connect to the kedusha in such a solid way that v'nishar gam hu lelokeinu, that we're even able to extract the sparks of kedusha that fell into the hands of the sitra achra and even bring them back and bring them into the kedusha, like the chelban and nektoiris, like the tzadikim beinanim urishoim, like the geirim. The Gemara says that one of the reasons why the Jewish people are in exile is so that converts should attach themselves to them. These are all examples of this v'nishar gam hu lelokeinu, that additional piece, besides the main framework of Klal Yisrael, that gam hu is chutz l'oretz, that gam hu is those who are originally outside. B'meheru v'yameinu, amen. With this, we complete halacha dalid. Now it says, hilchas chala halacha hei, the fifth discussion on the topic of challah, nichleles b'hilchas pidyon b'chor, you'll find earlier, about 20 pages earlier, whatever it is, in the laws of pidyon b'chor, halacha hei, paragraph chavov. There, Rav Nosson Zal also explains the mitzvah of challah. With this, we complete this topic, the topic of challah, and now Rav Nosson Zal moves on to the topic of trumos and maisros, where we'll have four discussions, four halachas on that topic.